Okay. You're going to think Pastor has lost it today. That's what you're going to go home and conclude. You just wait. You laugh. You think, no, when he banged his head, he must have just, it all went out that hole, evidently. Well, why would I say that? Because we're not going to be in Genesis today. You know, I've told you that I have a back burner. Actually, I have a lot of them at my desk. I'll run across a verse or a thought or something, grab a piece of paper, jot that down, and just think about from time to time adding more references and things to that. Some time ago, you know, in my office, I read the proverb for the day, and I read 5 Psalms each day that I'm in my office, depending upon what day it is. Today is the 13th, so you would read Psalm 13, 43, 73, 103, and 133. That's how you know which 5. You just add 30 to the present day, and in a month's time, you've gone through the Psalms. Well, some time ago, doing that, a thought came to my mind, and I thought, I'm going to jot that down, and so I put that on my back burner, and as the weeks and months went by, I kept finding more things and adding more things to it, and when John asked me if I could take his class this morning, I thought it's time to pull that off the back burner and just share it with the people. So here we are. What is it that you've lost it? Today, we want to talk about how to spot a fool. See? That man's lost it. Would you know how to spot a fool? Have you ever met a fool? Well, how do you know you've met a fool? What do you look for? What are some characteristics of a fool scripturally? And I've got a whole list and some on the second page of things. So you note takers, I don't know if you like to take notes or you're just going to silently pray for the pastor today as we consider this subject. But perhaps it would be best to just turn to the Word and let God's Word, and I trust you say, well, why would you do that? God's Word is so instructive to us. And I trust this will be a blessing to you as we look at it. How would you recognize a fool if you saw one? Let's begin with Psalm 14:1. And if you're taking notes, alongside 14:1, you could write Psalm 53:1, because they're the same. Psalm 14:1 says, "The fool hath said in his heart," what? "There is no God. They are corrupt, they've done abominable works, there is none that doeth good." The first characteristic that I want us to think about is how to spot a fool. A fool is anyone that denies the existence of God. Now, if you notice in your Bible, the words "there is" are what? They're in italics, and we know that is a signal that that's not in the original manuscripts. The ones that have written this out have added that, and they want us to know these are added words. Which means we can take that verse two different ways. We can take it to read as the translators put it. There is no God. Denying his existence. Well, who denies the existence of God? Evolutionists. This world was not created by a God. This world is the result of an evolutionary process that has been going on for millions and millions of years, even though the earth is only a little over 6,000 years old. Now, how do they do that? I don't know, but still. So we can take it and have the word, Anyone that denies the existence of God, that person is a fool. Well, how is a person supposed to know that there is a God unless someone tells them? Is there any way that anybody could know that there truly is a God? Psalm 19. The heavens are shouting it. The glory of God. The heavens declare the glory of God. Christy was showing us Friday night at the party some online pictures of the Northern Lights. That's been the topic recently. They went in their backyard over here in Ipsy, and in the night mode, they got some little hints of colors in their camera. But she was showing us some pictures that came from Norway. Oh my word, the beautiful display of greens and pinks and purples. Well, that just happens, right? No. These things don't just happen. It's because God started it all and God is behind it. So, a fool is one who denies the existence. But let's take that verse and take it another way. Drop off the "there is." The fool hath said in his heart, "No, God, you're not going to tell me what to do. You're not going to be a part of my life." That's the fool. Ever meet a fool? Yeah, we do. No, God. Well, you interpret that verse how you want. Well, there's a lot more. There's a lot more. Let's go back to Proverbs 1, verse 7. Proverbs 1, 7. We're going to be racing all over here. Maybe I'll give you time to find it like this time, or maybe I won't. Proverbs 1, 7. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. You could also jot beside that, 23:9. Proverbs 23:9, very similar to that. Fools despise wisdom and instruction. You're not going to tell me what to do. Don't talk to me about that. I don't want to hear that. And that is one of the traits of a fool. They don't want to know what? The truth. They don't want to know the truth. So you talk to somebody else about that. Don't talk to me about that. Don't give me words of wisdom or instruction. Look at verse 22 of Proverbs 1. It says, "How long, you simple ones, will you love simplicity, and the scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge?" There you go. Very similar to what we saw in verse 7. They don't want to know the truth. You Christians, you keep that yourself. They don't want to know. All right, let's look at Proverbs 10, verse 18. "He that hideth hatred with lying lips, and he that uttereth a slander is a fool." Hides hatred with lying lips, and he utters slander. They don't hesitate to tear people down with what they're saying. And they're good at hiding their true feelings. They don't want to let you know what they really think about you. So we see here, there's a couple of things that would help us spot a fool in this verse. They hide hatred with lying lips. They'll tell people what they think people want to hear. And then they'll turn around and they'll rip people to shreds with slanderous words. That's their true heart. Proverbs 12:15. "The way of a fool is right in his own eyes, the way of a fool is right in his own eyes. But he that hearkens unto counsel," some instruction, somebody say, "Hey, you know, what you're doing is just really not the best thing." That person is not a fool, but what? Wise. So, how do we, the fool sees nothing wrong with his activities, his life, his efforts, his lifestyle, nothing wrong with it. And not open to suggestions for somebody pointing out, "This, you know, you're headed down the wrong path here." Pastor really lost it. I mean, what he's sharing with us. What'd that have to do? What? To me, this, it caught my attention. And I just thought, man, this is important. And it's important that I share it with my people. Because we've got fools all around us, don't we? These things, and I'm only this far down on my list. We don't have to think too hard, and the image of someone's face comes in our mind, don't we? Whether it's a politician, whether it's a news broadcaster, whether it's a neighbor, whether it's a brother or sister or a friend. Let's move on. 14:3, Proverbs. In the mouth of the foolish is a rod of pride, but the lips of the wise shall preserve them. How to spot a fool? A fool is what, according to this? A proud person. Verse 16 of Proverbs 14. It says, a wise man feareth and departeth from evil, but the fool rageth and is confident. Explain, Pastor. A wise person, he recognizes this is nothing but trouble ahead. And he turns from it. He departs from it. Unlike the fool who does what? I'm not concerned. He rageth, and what's he do? He just goes right on, goes right ahead and does it. Verse 9, back up. I missed this one. Fools make a mock of sin, but among the righteous there is favor. Boy, that one's pretty easy to figure out how to spot a fool, isn't it? A fool mocks sin. In Isaiah, and I believe this certainly describes our days right now, where it talks about, I can't remember exactly where it's at, Isaiah 5:20, woe unto them that call evil good, and good evil. Who are the heroes of our nation? Those that are supporting abortion, or those that are doing everything they can to stop saving innocent lives? Who are the heroes? The ones who are advocating what's evil. That's what's best for our, that's what's best for. And that's our nation. Boy, this has been the United States, Isaiah 5:20, for a long time. Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Well, that's because fools make a mock of sin and the guilt that goes with it. They They can commit sin and no big deal. No after effects. All right, let's move on. Proverbs 15:2. The tongue of the wise useth knowledge aright. In other words, a righteous person is going to be speaking what? Good things, right things. But the mouth of the fools pours out what? Foolishness. What they have to say basically isn't what? Worth listening to. Boy, I'm telling you, some of the broadcasts, some of the things that show up, we all have cell phones, and those things that show up, and some of that stuff, it's unbelievable what people are putting out there, and they've got an audience of people listening. It's nothing but pure foolishness, wicked, evil. And yet, they've got the crowds listening to them. They get the applause. How to spot a fool? Just listen to what he's saying. Just listen. Is his mouth full of truth or is it full of foolishness? Verse 5. A fool despiseth his father's instruction, but he that regardeth reproof is prudent. Throughout the book of Proverbs and elsewhere in Scripture, we find children are instructed to do what with regard to their parents? Honor and what else? Obey. How to spot a fool? A fool despises, rejects. Get out of my life. Don't tell me what to do. That's a fool. That's a fool. The one that regards reproof, pays attention to it, listens to it, is what? Prudent, wise. Does our nation need some help in this area? Don't we? Verse 20. Solomon didn't forget the women, the mothers, because he said, a wise son maketh a glad father, but a foolish man despiseth whom? His mother. He will not, verse 5, listen to his father's instruction, and a fool despises his mother. How to spot a fool? Listen, look, watch. As we think of, you know, you can learn a lot just listening to someone talk about their parents and what they think of them, what they thought of them when they were living. Tells you a lot about them. Parents. Wasn't that a tremendous blessing that God gave us? Parents. But so sadly, so many don't recognize the blessing and they turn against them. And we could tell stories after stories, couldn't we? Books could be written about this one. But it's the wise one is the one that respects, honors, obeys. It's the fool that despises, rejects their parents. Enough said, right? Let's go on. 18:2. A fool hath no delight in understanding, but that his heart may discover itself. What's that mean, Pastor? A fool has no desire listening, learning of others. All they want to do is tell other people about what's on their heart. I don't want to listen to you, but boy, I want to. He has no delight, he has no desire, verse 2, in understanding. But he just, what makes him tick is telling others what's on his heart. Don't talk to me about you. I just want to tell you what I'm doing. Verses 6 and 7. A fool's lips enter into contention, and his mouth calleth for strokes. A fool's mouth is his destruction, and his lips are the snare of his soul. You could summarize these two verses pretty simply by saying, a fool's mouth is the main source of his problems. Isn't that right? Why? Because of all of these other things that we have been, these other things that we've been looking at in these previous references. No wonder every time he opens his mouth, there's going to be trouble. Because his mouth is pouring out foolishness. His mouth is prideful. His mouth is rejecting what is right and true. And it is advocating that which is wrong, filthy, so that his mouth is his main source of trouble. 21, Proverbs. Look at verse 20. There is treasure to be desired and oil in the dwelling of the wise, but a foolish man spendeth it up. What's that telling us? What's that?
Squanders
everything. A fool has no sense of value for things. And he does squander what he gets instead of recognizing its value and perhaps preserving, making sure that this is valuable, this is good, but the fool squanders it all. You say, well, are you saying I have to keep everything I've got? No, that's not what we're talking about here. But the fool has no sense of true value. And just what he gets his hands on, it's gone. And then, let's just add to this, because they have no sense of value and they have squandered what they got, what then does the fool usually turn around and do? It's always going around, and now what are they doing? Gimme, 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 because they have squandered what they've had. And now they're a burden on society and others. And there is no reason for it. Didn't have to be if they would not have squandered it all. But now they're, gimme, 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 gimme. I don't have anything. Gimme, gimme, gimme. I'm in trouble. Gimme, gimme, gimme. You caused it yourself because you squandered it. That's a fool. 26:11. And note takers, 27:22. They're about the same thing. We'll just look at 26:11. 26:11. A dog returneth to his vomit. Oh, pastor. So a fool returneth to his what? Folly. Josh and Lauren, they've got 18 pups for sale. Go see them. They got some cuties, I'm sure. Labrador retrievers, different colors. But you know, one of the characteristics of a dog is they do what? They puke, and then they turn right around and away it goes. Don't give me that scowl, woman. That's a fool and their folly. They just turn right around, which means they're slow learners. They're not learning anything from their mistakes. They are so simple-minded, they have not benefited anything from the mistakes that they've made. But one of the characteristics is, I can't believe it. We just dealt with this problem with you 6 months ago, and here it is again. A fool does that same, just like the dog. He'll return to his folly. 28:26. 28:26. He that trusteth in his own heart is a what? Fool. But whoso walketh wisely, he shall be delivered. He that trusteth in his own heart is a fool. You ever met a fool? Boy, isn't that characteristic of human nature. Proverbs 3:5-6, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not unto your own understanding. But a fool says, I don't need God to tell me what to do. I'm going to trust in my own heart. That's one of the characteristics of a fool. 29:11. A fool uttereth all his mind, but a wise man keepeth it in till afterwards. What's that a characteristic? A fool spouts everything that's on his mind, instead of thinking first and speaking later. Ever meet a fool? Whew. There's a lot of it, isn't there? I wish I could say I've never been foolish. But boy, how many times I've spoken first and then regretted and wished I would have thought before I spoke. But that's one of the characteristics of a fool. He just spouts it, spills it all. Psalm 92, 5 and 6. We're going to get done. And then you can pray for the pastor. 92, 5 and 6. O Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep. A brutish man or an unthinking man knoweth not, neither doth a fool understand this. A fool has no comprehension of God's works, thoughts, or ways. Because verse 5 praises the Lord's works, his thoughts, his person. But a fool, he has no understanding of that. And our final reference is Luke 12. Luke 12. Verses 16 through 21. He spake a parable. We'll read it and then you're dismissed. He spake a parable unto them, saying, the ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully. And he thought within himself, saying, what shall I do, because I have no room where to bestow my fruits? And he said, this will I do. I will pull down my barns and build greater, and there will I bestow all my fruits and my goods. And I will say to my soul, soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said unto him, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then whose shall those things be which thou hast provided? Here you go. Here's a fool. So is he that layeth up treasure for himself, and he is not rich toward God. The person who does not prepare for eternity. He's got everything, materially speaking, but he's lost his own soul. That is a fool.